In this bulletin, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to face a no-confidence motion over the visa for au pairs affair. A Liberal Party senator threatens to name MPs from her own party who bully women. And the first quarter-finalist decided at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Greens and Labor will support a no-confidence motion in Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton over the visas for au pairs affair. Pressure is mounting on the failed Liberal leadership challenger over his intervention in two visa cases to save European nannies from deportation in 2015. Greens MP Adam Bandt will move a motion when federal parliament resumes next week, with fellow crossbencher Andrew Wilkie and Labor set to support him. Mr. Bandt says Mr. Dutton has failed to explain why he misled Parliament and now must go. Mr. Dutton's told Channel 7 the motion is motivated by a long-standing grudge.
Adam's been against me cancelling visas of bikies, of criminals. He's against us, obviously, on the strong border protection policies that we have. And I just think, this is a move by him in some sort of desperate act of trying to be relevant. I don't think he is. I think people see through it. This is just a proxy for those gripes.
The vote will be close, with the government's numbers in the lower house diminished by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's resignation and Kevin Hogan's move to the crossbench. Mr. Bandt says his motion of no confidence in Mr. Dutton isn't about bringing the government down or causing more chaos. He says it's a matter of Australians being able to trust the ministers who operate on their behalf.
It's not about whether you agree with his immigration policies. It's not even about whether you agree with the decision that he made about au pairs. It's about whether or not you can have confidence that a minister, when they talk about things that are solely within their knowledge, will give you a factual answer. And if they're prepared to mislead, deliberately or otherwise, if they're prepared to mislead, then how can we have confidence about anything any of the ministers say?
Liberal Senator Lucy Gichui has promised to use parliamentary privilege to name and shame colleagues she claims bullied her during the party's leadership chaos. The South Australian senator is calling for the Liberals to adopt a formal dispute resolution structure after being told to take bullying and intimidation claims to the state president of the Liberals. Victorian Liberal MP Julia Banks cited instances of bullying and intimidation by Liberal MPs when announcing her resignation last week. And the Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, has told the ABC bullying is a problem across all political parties. Mr. Morrison is now working with Ms. O'Dwyer and the Chief Whip, Nola Marino, to investigate the claims. He denies systems the party has in place to deal with grievances are inadequate.
No, I don't agree with that. Look, we will continue to deal with these issues inside our team. And Minister O'Dwyer, as you know, has been taking a proactive role in this area, as has the party whip, Nola Marino. And I look to them for their advice in managing these issues. But you know what? Australians want us to focus on them.
An Israeli classical music broadcaster has apologised for breaking a ban on German composer Richard Wagner, considered an anti-Semite and the favourite composer of the Nazi government. Israel's public broadcaster Kan had received complaints for playing part of Wagner's Twilight of the Gods on Friday. The excerpt was played as a result of an error by an editor. But Jonathan Livni, the head of the Israel Wagner Society, says not all Israelis object to Wagner's music.
I learned from a Holocaust survivor, being my father, what kind of music it was. And he told me Wagner was a horrible man who wrote godly music. You have to listen to his music, and his music is absolutely beautiful.
In tennis, Kei Nishikori has outclassed Philipp Kohlschreiber 6-3, 6-2, 7-5 to reach the quarterfinals of the US Open. And in the women's draw at the US Open, Madison Keys eased into the quarterfinals with a 6-1, 6-3 victory over Slovakia's Dominika Sibulkova. And now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, showers easing, 18 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, similar conditions, 14 degrees. Wollongong, a few showers, 16. Sydney, also a few showers, 17. Newcastle, more showers and 17 degrees. Brisbane, showers developing, 20. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.